good morning. It is a Monday. It's an open phone day today. You got two tired hosts today.
Extremely tired.
Extremely tired. And again, we had,
insomnia is no joke, people.
Insomnia. I didn't have insomnia. You had insomnia.
I still do.
And that's something. But I did. But I didn't get enough. I didn't get the sleep I needed Sunday, and I didn't catch up last night. I'm feeling just sort of, it's like everything, it's like the body clock is just simply, hey, what are you doing to me, you know?
At least you got sleep.
I got some sleep, yes.
Unlike me.
Hopefully you'll get some today.
Yeah, my circadian body clock is basically a roulette wheel.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Sleep? No sleep. It's like, okay, put it all on red or put it all on black, right? Is that what it is? 9:10 at KBUR. but it's no joke. The American people, by and large, over more than 70% of the people don't want to change the clocks ever again. But you know what? We will, as long as nobody in Congress or whatever, because it's got to be Congress to do it.
Yes, and I am very much of the mindset that in terms of congressional action, changing rules of daylight savings time has to be a very low priority issue.
Well, it does.
Seems like there are a lot of more important things going on.
There are more important things. But there's more people that will die today, literally die today, in automobile accidents and in other, and in accidents at factories and you name it. There's more mishaps that will occur today than any normal Monday the rest of the year.
Yes, I understand, and that is from a lack of sleep. I'm saying that while there are a lot of states that want this changed, one, it's a very low priority issue in Congress, and two, it's either everybody or no one.
Well, we've got
and so far it seems like it's still no one, because
20 states have passed. Yes.
The last number I saw was 18.
It is 20 states have passed to stay on the same time year round.
We need to convince the other 30 then.
Well, I guess we just need to have Congress say, hey, look, we're going to have daylight savings time year round. And if you want to opt out, if you want to be a state that opts out, like Arizona is, for instance, Arizona stays the same time year round. Parts of Indiana stays the same time year round. Alaska.
That's where it gets weird for me, is when parts of states change. Yeah, has to be statewide.
Obviously, Alaska and Hawaii, they're in their own time zones, and they don't change either. So, They keep the same time year round, but here we go through this madness. It'll be November before we have to do this again. So anyway, all right.
We don't have to complain about it for a little while.
And I don't know. When the other issue is that part of me would be torn the same way. I'm going to guess you would. What is the one thing when you're doing this kind of shift that is the hardest? One, when it is absolutely bright, the sun is brightly shining, and you're trying to go to bed.
Yeah, or it's in the morning, and we have windows facing to the east.
Yeah, and it's now I've got I do have room darkening curtains, but
if I don't have my blinds on, right? You remember the NFL playoff game between the Cowboys and 49ers, where they just show the angle of what the players see on the field because the windows in their stadium is facing to the west,
and they had the sun. They had the sun glaring in there. It's like trying to catch.
Looks like he got hit with a flashbang.
Well, I think didn't they have somebody try to make a fair catch and he couldn't see the ball?
Yeah, because for some reason they designed it to have windows facing to the west for a late afternoon game.
Way to go. Who is it? Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah, Jerry Jones. Anyway, it's 9:14 at KBUR. The 900-pound gorilla that's still out there, and it's, I don't know what we're going to do, but it's I see the red bar and the Ukrainian updates all the time that are coming in. You know, it's like Putin is just simply, he's just simply rubbing everybody's nose in this thing. Do you know what I mean? He's simply saying, hey,
excuse me, yes, I do.
It's like, I dare you to come after me. I dare you to come after me.
It's sort of the old thing, get out of my yard. I'm not in your yard.
It's like, and Zelensky, you know,
he's doing what he can.
He's doing what he can. But you're right. I think we were talking before we went on. Can anything be done until he crosses that line into NATO?
I think, in terms of international military doctrine, no.
And the sanctions, are they affecting him?
No, they're affecting his people.
Do you think he cares?
No.
No, I don't think she does either.
He's got all he needs.
He's got plenty. He's got plenty. So
he's
got
everything.
He's got his body doubles. He's got his bodyguards. I bet he has. I don't know. I bet there must be probably 10 Vladimir Putin body doubles. And God knows how many.
What do you think? He's just got a bunch of duplicates like Dr. Doom?
I don't know how many body doubles, and he's got, I don't know how many cars, and I don't know how many different, and bodyguards? He's got bodyguards?
Well, he's the leader of his country. He would naturally have some sort of guard.
Well, of course he does. But
imagine the president didn't have the Secret Service?
Yeah.
Which is still kind of an oxymoronic name because everybody knows about him.
That's
an old joke.
Well, he's basically got the KGB is what he's got because he is the KGB.
Well, he was.
Or he was. He still is. Let's face it. His scheme, his tactics, and his planning is all basically secret police. He's more like Adolf Hitler than he is anything else right now. Which is nuts. I mean, he's not. I don't see him.
Let's save that comparison.
No.
A comparison people throw around a lot, and I really disagree with it because it tends to cheapen the evil of Hitler.
I think Putin is an evil man. I don't think he's. The evil of Hitler is quantumly higher than that, and he's also what he did. And the horrible things he did to the Jewish people
And multiple other groups as well.
Yeah, I understand. So I think
that's a whole nother discussion that's too lengthy to get into.
Then there's China, which has their own concentration camps for Muslims. I mean, and we don't know much. We don't hear a lot about that because there's not a lot of word coming out of China right now.
No, there's not. They're recently dealing with a resurgence of COVID.
Yeah.
In a lot of the bigger cities.
Well, they're not. And you know what? The total number of people that died of COVID in China? According to the Chinese Communist Party.
Okay, if you're asking what their governmental figures are, I don't know. But
4,000.
What are the actual figures? I don't think we'll ever know.
The actual figures are
probably in the millions.
The estimates are 6 million or more.
Wow.
In China.
That's like, what, people, almost a tenth of the population of this country?
No, it's...
My math is probably off on
no,
that.
It's a smaller percentage.
It's still a significant amount of people.
It's, we have...
6 million is not a small number by any means.
We're at about 340 million in this country here. So you can do the figuring on that if you want to.
It's about the population of New York City.
More like about Chicago.
And the general New York City area. There's 3 million people in Chicago.
Well, okay, but I'm sorry. But if you go to the Chicago metro, then it doesn't come close.
General Chicagoland area, yeah, probably.
Yeah, let's say it's Houston, maybe. I don't know. It's 9:18 at KBUR. We're talking about anything and everything today. I guess thoughts on, you know, it's wearing on you to keep hearing and seeing the images of the Ukraine. Of Ukraine. But
people always tend to put a "the" in front of it. I don't know why.
I think
it's like people who put an S on the end of Aldi.
I think it's one of those things. It seems like it's...
It's just the way we say it. And it's just hard to get out of...
Well, when we talk about our government, when we talk about... the United States or the USA. We don't say the Russia. or the China, but maybe that's what it is.
It just is what it is.
It is what it is. It doesn't really matter. Anyway.
I know there's one thing a lot of people have had concerns about regarding everything surrounding Ukraine, and that is, are you feeling it at the pump yet?
Oh, man. Although it's coming, it's been stable. It's been stable the last few days. For now.
They anticipate it's either going to plateau or we're going to see another spike up, but they don't see it going down anytime soon.
And I don't see...
Which I'll take a plateau over going up again because it's getting ridiculous.
I don't see the Keystone Pipeline happen. By the time they got, you know, if you want to get the gas prices to go down, we need to have, well, we do need a longer-term strategy than what we have. And we do need to be more self-sufficient in our own energy, don't tell me about the electric cars are going to do it. No.
Well, the issue is drilling on government land.
Yeah, I know. I know that is the
issue. And certain people don't want that to happen.
And certain people want it to happen. So it's like, where do you draw the line?
Yeah, because they can go in, destroy a large portion of landscape so they can make money.
Well, but people are saying, you know, hey, I'll do that. Do whatever you need to do to bring the prices back down again. But I don't know what's going to bring it down. Oil companies.
I'm saying, with an issue like this, you have to look at long-term impact to the environment. And I know people usually don't like hearing the environmental debate in terms of this issue, but it's really something you have to consider when you're looking at an issue like this.
Yeah, I know.
As much as people usually don't want to hear it, it is a side that needs to be explored.
Well, the other thing is, but look at the things. I mean, we could talk about the price of gas, but look at everything else. Look at the price of bacon. I don't know if you've bought any bacon recently.
No.
Okay. If you had, you'd see that it's gone up sharply. In fact, meat products in general, sharply higher right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's see. What else has gone up sharply? Milk. I'm not sure of all of the things. But it's a lot of the things, rental cars. I'm not even going to go into that.
We've gone into that multiple times.
Yeah, it's beyond belief right now. They had a 3-day rental. They had a 3-day rental in Washington, D.C. And for whatever reason, the person did not check to see exactly what the rental costs were because they've done a 3-day rental many times before.
Oh, you always got to verify the price.
You know what the 3-day rental was in Washington?
What was it?
$750.
Good Lord. For 3 days?
For 3 days.
I'm no expert on rental cars, but that seems outrageous.
You know what the price we were going to get a rental car in Phoenix? It's $150 a day. That was the best price we found.
Wow. That's wow.
We are going to be doing more walking.
Using Uber.
We will use Uber or Lyft, but those prices are also going up because of the price of gas. So
yeah,
anything,
they have to make some profit on it.
Okay, now the other thing is all of this, everything that we get comes to us mostly by what? By truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the price of, and how do trucks run? They run with diesel fuel, which is also skyrocketing right now. So the price of anything delivered by trucks is also going to be going up. If they can find enough drivers to even drive the trucks.
So bottom line, everything is way more expensive now.
It is, and it's got to be frustrating. I don't know what the biggest... for me, the frustration is, obviously, people are buying gas, and they're also hoarding. Well, I'm not saying hoarding. The story is people are filling up tanks where, you know, or topping off tanks as they don't want to, you know, they think, oh, well, it's going to be higher tomorrow, so I better do it now, which means in that increases the demand, which also increases the price. it's like you're doing, it's like you're, okay, I want to buy it now so I can Now, if you're...
It's nowhere near as bad a situation as you're in. Is the Colonial Pipeline, is that the one that got shut down by a ransomware attack where that... people were filling garbage bags with gasoline?
You know, the other thing that we haven't seen, and yet we had Kim Komando talking about it today, and that is the fact, what can Russian hackers do to our infrastructure? Because let's face it, you don't think that they've got all those guys. It's an army of hackers that are out there right now.
Yeah.
Now we've got our own army of hackers,
and we've got incredibly skilled ones too.
Yes,
but so do they.
And so do they. But it's going to be how much are these economic sanctions affecting the? And does Putin care? I think we already talked about that.
I think the Russian people probably do.
Well, they do, but they're not. You know what? What he's done is he's implemented.
He's basically trying to cut Russia off from the rest of the world.
He is basically shutting down any communication. You cannot.
Also, pretty much every social media outlet has cut Russia off from their service.
Did you see that WNBA star?
She was arrested
It's Brittany Griner, isn't it?
Yes, she was arrested for bringing vape cartridges, and she was arrested on a charge of drug smuggling, which seems a bit sus, for lack of a better phrase.
Well, and, you know, the other question is, did she actually have it, or was it planted? It doesn't matter.
The video of it looks a little fishy.
Well, perhaps so, but 9 years or 10 years in prison?
Seems a bit excessive.
But
it seems more like message sending than anything else.
However, she does. She was in Russia to play for a team owned by Russian oligarchs, and so there is a good chance that they may be.
Well, who do you think owns all the professional sports teams in Russia?
Well, of course, it's the oligarchs.
They own all the basketball teams. They own pretty much every team in the KHL.
Yeah.
They own all the big soccer. Russian oligarch.
What's KHL? That's the...
Continental Hockey League.
Okay, all right.
Which is the Eastern European League.
Okay. Is that like the NHL?
It's okay. Basically a semi-pro league. They have teams in Russia, teams in a lot of Slavic countries. There are continental teams in China.
All right.
And there was a Russian oligarch who was forced to sell, I believe it was Chelsea FC, which is one of the bigger Premier League soccer clubs.
Anyway. All right, let's talk about something else good. Hey, the Iowa men and the Iowa women, both NCAA, both win their Big Ten tournaments and both in the NCAA.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, you don't have to talk about it. Go Hawkeyes. By the way, we will have basketball on the air at 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon. Iowa will be taking on the Richmond Spiders, and we're going to have a break for news. And we'll be back.
I-O-W-A.
Let's fly for three. Good!
These are the letters we chant with enthusiasm.
Here's a long three from the wing. Good!
Hawkeye basketball all season long on the Hawkeye Sports Network.
Iowa faces the Richmond Spiders in opening round NCAA tournament play Thursday afternoon at 1.
Brought to you by Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Standard of Beaverdale on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to tap into human emotion, first with some music. Then in a serious tone, I'll say, save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. And even though it was about saving money with Progressive, we'll fade out the music so you know it was poignant. Wow, powerful stuff. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Meet your dog's new favorite brand, Jinx. Recipes powered by real clean ingredients, not artificial preservatives or fake stuff. Jinx is proudly made here in the USA. For dog parents, by dog parents. Try Jinx today and get 15% off your first two subscription orders at thinkjinx.com/radio or visit a Walmart near you. Your dog will love Jinx or you get your money back guaranteed. Visit thinkjinx.com/radio. THINX. KJINX.com/RADIO.
Is the luck of the Irish on your side? Come to Catfish Bend Casino to find out with the lucky loot of the Leprechaun promotion. Win up to $100,000 in cash or free play. Earn one entry for every 50 points earned each day. Lucky 7 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings are every Friday and Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m., with one winner every 15 minutes. Plus, special St. Patrick's Day drawings between 1 and 7 p.m. See Players Services for details. Come out and play and live lucky at Catfish Bend Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. Authorities have announced the arrest of a Hamilton, Illinois man for attempted murder. According to a news release at 12:37 a.m. Saturday, the Hamilton Police Department was dispatched to 331 North 7th Street for a report of a man at the house with a gun. The initial report indicated that the gun had been fired in the house and that the suspect, 72-year-old James Carroll of Hamilton, had threatened to shoot people at the residence. Carroll was disarmed by one of the occupants and subdued until law enforcement officers arrived. Carroll was taken into custody and transported to the Hancock County Jail, where he awaits court proceedings. Carroll is charged with attempted first-degree murder, home invasion, aggravated discharge of a firearm, and aggravated unlawful use of a weapon. The case is currently being investigated by the Hamilton Police Department. Western Illinois University will be increasing their tuition as well as other fees for new students. TV station KHQA reports that the WIU Board of Trustees voted to increase tuition, room and meal plans, as well as other fees for new students during a board meeting on Friday. The 2022-23 tuition rate for new students will be increased to $317.18 per credit hour for both the Macomb and Quad Cities campuses. The new rates will only affect new students because tuition rates are set based on the rate when students enter the school. An employee of an Iowa assisted living facility is now facing charges related to the January 21st death of a 77-year-old resident. KCCI-TV reports that 30-year-old Catherine Forkpa of Ankeny has been charged with dependent adult abuse and intentional reckless abuse. The charges stem from the death of Lynn Harriet Stewart. She was found in sub-zero temperatures outside of Courtyard Estates at Hawthorne Crossing in Bondurant. The facility is a senior living home for people with Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Staff members tried to warm up Stewart, then took her to a hospital where she died. From the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Russian military continues its fight to take Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Fox's Trey Yinks is there.
Throughout the day, we've heard large explosions consistently in the distance. They are shelling the outer neighborhoods of this capital city in an effort to move forward in their territorial advance and invasion, not only on this capital city, but every city across this country. An apartment complex to the north of Kyiv was hit today, killing at least two people and injuring at least a dozen others.
More than 2.6 million refugees are now reported to have left Ukraine. The field is set for the men's AA men's college basketball tournament.
Number one overall seed in this year's tournament is Gonzaga, which sits atop the West region. Arizona, the number one seed of the South. Kansas, number one of the Midwest. Baylor, the defending champs, number one of the East.
That's Fox's Jared Max. Play-in games to fill out the bracket start tomorrow night, then there are two more on Wednesday, then the rest of the field kicks it off Thursday. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Partly sunny skies, a high this afternoon, 62 degrees. Southwest winds will be gusting up to 20, mostly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of rain overnight, low down to 40, mostly sunny Tuesday, high to 56. Partly cloudy Tuesday night, low down to 43, and mostly sunny Wednesday, a high to 67. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain in the afternoon, a high to 64. And right now, we've got skies that continue to be mostly sunny. It's 45.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are poised for a mixed morning on Wall Street as investors monitor inflation and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Bond yields hit their highest since the summer of 2019. The 10-year Treasury is above 2% this morning. The Fed is in focus this week. It begins a two-day meeting on interest rates tomorrow. By Wednesday afternoon, markets will be digesting the first interest rate increase in more than 3 years. McDonald's and other U.S. companies that have stopped doing business in Russia are being threatened by the Kremlin with losing their trademarks. This means anybody could open up a fake McDonald's or make and sell Coca-Cola, for example. That's according to Cranes. Would-be homebuyers who shopped over the weekend found record high home prices and more expensive loans. The rate on a 30-year mortgage now more than 4.25%. Pi Day today, 3.14, March 14th, deals and discounts at pizza chains and bakeries. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Did you know that Masterforce has thousands of tools at Menards? Any tool you want, we have. There are hammers, drills, pliers, levels, wrenches, grinders, sanders, air compressors, nailers, workbenches, mowers, blowers, chainsaws, floor jacks, knee pads, work lights, fans. Whew. And that's just a taste. Want power, performance, durability? Come check out the wide range of products from Masterforce, exclusively at Menards.
Hi, this is Ashley Darley, Community Relations Director with the Views of Burlington. We are currently looking for a nursing leader who would oversee our nursing staff. This dynamic person would have to be reliable, lead by example, and take pride in their work. While we provide the highest standard of care for our residents, we also believe in taking care of our employees with competitive salaries and benefits. Come join our Views family. To learn more about these positions and apply online, go to viewsofburlington.com.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Welcome back on the talk show today. And again, it is Colin Letty across the console today. And we're both sharing being a bit bleary-eyed today. I don't know if it had, for me, I know it had to do with the time change and having lost more than an hour of sleep because of a mix-up yesterday. That was another story, but I'm not going to go into that. But it's the fact that the body clock. As I said, I don't win on either time change. I just wish we could just stop it. But I know.
But the main problem is it has to be all or nothing.
I know it has to be.
And it's not going to be all or nothing for a good while.
Please write your congressman, you know, or the senator.
Are you going to write?
Chuck Grassley, please, before you leave Congress or before you leave the Senate, you know, get.
You don't think he'll be reelected?
He'll be reelected, but he can't stay in the Senate forever. He's almost 90, isn't he? But then again, maybe he could. Anyway, it's 9:38 at KBUR. We're talking about anything and everything. Ukraine and all of the implications of Ukraine. There's no quick. It's like anything else. We said if you can't figure out an answer for daylight savings time, how are you gonna find an answer for Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's too many different angles and too many different conflicts.
One has to clearly be a priority over the other.
Well, obviously, one has to be a priority. And NATO, the problem we're seeing right now with NATO is that these NATO countries are still, for the most part, they're still getting hooked on they're still getting hooked on oil from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see who's on the phone. Good morning. Good to have with us today.
This is Steam, basically.
Yes, Steam.
You were right about baseball. I was wrong. They are going to play, I don't know what the agreement is, but you were right. I was wrong.
Yes, I was also wrong about that.
I just knew.
About Ukraine, basically, I think we should allow Poland to give them those airplanes, but I still do not want American troops down there fighting in over that. But like I said, you look at the history. Look at the history. That's where right near World War One started.
I know.
And we went World War Two, and I am not in the mood to basically to blood to spill more American blood and have our kids come home wounded and lose some of their parts and have mental problems.
Or be killed.
That I don't want to. I mean, I think Europe. When Trump was in office, he told Germany off about they didn't spend so much money on NATO to defend NATO. I think it's about time that maybe this wake up call that all of Europe starts spending more to defend themselves than us. I mean, that's just my opinion right there.
Here's the issue, Dean. In fact, is it? We were the founding country of NATO, the very first country. We were the ones that founded it. And what joined up? Who else is in NATO from this hemisphere? Canada. I don't believe there's any other NATO country other than the U.S. and Canada in the Western Hemisphere. The rest are all European countries. And NATO is what, 30 countries strong? And the fact is, we don't know what this wild man Putin is going to be. He's rubbing noses. He's rubbing our noses in it. That's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's what he's doing. But I still say,
I agree. I know. I don't want it either.
You should this wake up call from them. To spend more, they spend more on social programs than they spend on defense. And they should spend, that's what Trump said, that they should spend more before this.
Well, they are increasing. They are now,
because it's a wake-up call.
Well, they definitely, yeah.
Also, one more thing that I know you don't like the Sierra Club. I know you don't like CBN News. Basically, look in the Bible, Ezekiel's, all of this is planned, and you read that, and you can see why all this is happening.
Okay.
He needs a straight route to the Black Sea, then straight to what the Bible talks about Israel. So that's all I want to see.
But all right, Ezekiel's, you know what, Dean? We're gonna let you go, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you. All right. All right. Well, that's 753-197-54-1490. Your thoughts on anything and everything. It really is sort of a and it seems that he's trying to aggravate NATO to react, to fight, to get in there. I don't know why or whatever his plan is. I don't see any way that he's going to pull off a nuclear or try to push that button and getting us then. I think what he's doing right now is he's testing to see, hey, does NATO have any guts? Do they have any guts? And I don't, what we're seeing is economic sanctions, all well and good.
Well, I think the one thing he probably didn't count on was the fact that Ukraine was going to put up this big of a fight.
I don't think he counted on that.
And they're fighting and fighting hard.
But he's also they're now kidnapping mayors and putting, and his plan is to basically put in his own puppet people in terms of mayors of these cities. There is nothing he won't do. There's no limit to what his monstrosity is going to be doing. I mean, it's just him.
He is committing open crimes against humanity.
He is committing war crimes. He is committing war crimes. He said he was threatening to the West was or the NATO or the Ukraine that we're going to put chemical weaponry in the hands. It's usually his tactic is he accuses the other people and then he does it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a monster. He is really just a monster, and I don't know what you do about a monster. I have an idea, but I don't have any idea how you do it.
Let's save that idea.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Go to it with us. Hello?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
You mentioned that Iowa U has both men and women in the NCAA, and doesn't Iowa State also have both men and women in the NCAA?
They do. What I said when I made the statement was that it was the first time in history that the Iowa women and the Iowa men both won their respective Big Ten tournaments. Iowa State and Iowa State's men and women are both in the NCAA. And in fact, it appears that that Iowa and the Iowa State women will be quite possibly meeting in the Sweet 16 if they continue on to play. And I think they've got a very good chance of doing that.
Okay, I'm an Iowa State alumni, just standing up for my team. thank you very much.
Appreciate standing up for your team. My team lost in the first round of the Big Ten tournament to Indiana.
Anyway.
Right.
Yeah,
it's still a bit of a sore subject with
now. We don't want to burn it into it anymore than that. Okay. But thank you for calling in today.
Steve gloating anymore.
No. 319-754-1490. We didn't even play you guys. I thought we would. I really did.
Did I. I really thought we would, but
well, we didn't I didn't know
basketball gods had another plan.
I mean, everybody, they all fell like trees in the forest.
Fell flat.
Indiana was red hot, but everybody else, Wisconsin.
All the teams projected to go
fizzled.
Further.
All these, it was a land of
fizzles. Iowa was the only team that really had no expectations, to be honest.
Well,
they were expected to do well, I think. I don't think anybody really expected them to win.
I don't think anybody did expect them to win because they didn't.
And I give them nothing but respect in that regard.
I think the fact that they'd won 9 or 13 out of 15 going into that thing, that was, they were the hottest team in the second half of the season in the country. And frankly, when you're that way, it's all about the tournament. Now can they go in and stub their toe? Can they go in and like last year Iowa and Illinois, cakewalk, should be a cakewalk to the Sweet 16, right?
Yeah, who we got? Loyola Chicago. Oh wait, that team that went to the Final Four 3 years ago.
Oh wait a minute, we got a seventh seed Oregon. They can't be any good, right? Not.
And if you're a top 10 seed and you're in the bracket, you're probably pretty good.
No, there's no doubt. Anyway, it's 9:47 at KBUR.
Could be worse. Could be Virginia losing to UMBC.
I don't know. But anyway, congratulations to Iowa State's men and women, and to Iowa's men and women. And to Illinois. Did your women make it? I don't think so. But
you don't really hear a lot about the Illinois women's team.
All right. Well, we'll
because the Illinois men's team has been pretty dominant.
All right. We're going to go to the phones first. Good morning. Who are we with us today?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, I got a question that's kind of perplexing. Where did the president of the United States get so much power where they could, with the stroke of a pen, tell companies they can't drill for oil, or they can't develop the oil that they've already found, or they can't pump the oil? Who gave him that power?
I believe that would have been Congress at some point.
I don't know. I haven't found anything in any books or any records that says the president, can do this. I understand on federal land.
I think that's what gives him the authority to do that if it's federal land.
Yeah, I don't think he really doesn't have any other authority other than on federal land. And frankly, the oil companies are drilling and they're getting more oil, but the fact is we're not getting enough.
That's not so much an oxymoron statement, but the areas that they've got haven't been developed yet. They do not know if there's oil there or not. The areas that he shut down were known oil reserves that they already started to drill into. And then he stopped it, as well as some of the pipelines.
My understanding is that they that Congress can overrule and can have this and can basically open up that.
I think you're going to see a lot of people's stance on this soften a little bit for a couple of reasons. I think one, probably the most prominent being it's midterm election year.
Well, and we also had here's the other thing, Jack, is that we had what we had was a situation where. Oil companies, they stopped production. You know why? Because during the pandemic, nobody was driving. So all of a sudden, hey, we're not going to put a bunch of oil out there right now because we can't
don't
make
need it.
We don't need it, and we can't make any money out of it, right? So.
Well, you know, if it gets up, you know, they're talking about $120, $130 a barrel. As opposed to being when it was $25 or $30 a barrel, where's all that money going to? Is it going to the oil producers?
It's going to the oil. You bet.
Yes, it's going to the oil producers.
It's going entirely to the oil producers. You bet. Yeah, and that's the fact is they raise.
They are the ones who, for the most part, control the price of fuel.
They raise production or decrease production based on what will be the most satisfactory. Profit margin for them, and if they have too much oil out there, then they get an oil glut, and then things go, and the price goes way down.
And I'm going to let you know, if prices go up, those prices are going to lower as slowly as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here's the other thing. They have to pay, we got to pay a sales tax on the amount of fuel that we buy. The higher the price means we pay a higher fuel tax also, don't we?
Yeah, you've got a lot of states right now looking to waive the fuel tax to sort of take the burden off a little bit.
Although they've said in Iowa that we're not going to do it because...
Illinois says they're planning on doing it. They want to do it.
The reason they're not doing it is because that's a major contributor to repairing these or when replacing bridges and roads in Iowa,
They couldn't negotiate to reduce it at least?
It's 10 cents. They've raised it by 10. I don't think the fact is they don't want to lose that revenue that's coming in.
You want the gravy train to keep on rolling.
Hey, we need to replace. We've got so many bad. Hey, Jack, how many bad bridges do you think we have? We got more bad bridges than almost any other state in the country.
Well, I know one in Burlington, Iowa, for sure.
that's a whole nother can of worms we could go into.
I wish somebody would win the lottery and donate $10 million to the city and say, okay, fix the stupid bridge or replace it.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go out and buy a ticket as soon as I get off work.
All right.
Okay, sounds all right. Good. Also,
yes, Jack.
Also, you know, I'll let you go, but, you know, we're going to put up sand-filled barrels now that are going to cost $20,000 to do so. Why don't we use some Huskel barriers or something that's sitting around? That would be just as effective.
I think the Huskel barriers are going to be needed for something else coming up here in a couple of weeks, possibly.
Well, I don't see that happening unless we have major, because we've had a slow melt. And it's the rivers have been going down now. But
this is just an option the city council came up with because despite the fact the bridge has been blocked off, we've had at least two incidents of people just crashing through those fences.
That's what's happened.
Been being chased by police also. That was kind of interesting.
It's going to be done, and it's going to be replaced, and it's going to happen.
There's just a lot of projects on the table right now for the city. If you go downtown around Main and Jefferson, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I tried to come down Main Street from Angular, and it's blocked off right now. You can't go. Mm-hmm. You can't take a left.
I was down there on Saturday. I saw the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's the Tiger Grant is under full. They're gearing up.
They're going as fast as they can.
They will be going as fast as they can.
It's not fast work.
Hey, you know what, Jack? Best news of the day. 62.
Have a good day. 62
degrees.
You too, sir. Thank you.
62 degrees today. All right, we're gonna.
Speaking of being downtown, I saw they're starting to put more and more stuff up on the new Tama building. They're working on that pretty quickly.
And I think the nice weather will do it, and there's no doubt about it. We've got more coming up on the talk show, but first...
This, keeping on the down low here, is the Dan Patrick Show. Seattle, remember Russ would say, hey, this is where I want to be. Pete Carroll says he's not going to be traded. one who was going, and we found out that it was going to be Russ. And Seattle knew this, that if Denver didn't get Aaron Rodgers, then they could make this trade. That's why it happened so quick.
Dan Patrick.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Plan to use your tax refund as a down payment on a better car? Talk to me. I'm Brady, your consumer loan specialist at the Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, I can get you pre-approved for the car you need. Then you'll walk into the dealership knowing what you can spend because you've already decided on a comfortable payment. One more way that the Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back on the talk show today. It's, well, let's see. We've talked a little sports. We've obviously talked Ukraine. We've talked a bit about
price of gas.
Talked
about downtown construction.
Downtown construction.
And there's going to be more to come.
And yes, there will be more to come.
But they're working as fast as they can, people.
And we talked.
And just be patient with construction workers, because they're just people and they're just doing a job.
And we talked about the fact that apparently getting anybody to do anything about the time change. Everybody, it's like the weather, you know. Everybody talks about it, but nobody can do anything about it. You follow me?
Yes. That is the point I've been trying to make.
I know, because nobody cares. I mean, they care.
They say they care.
They say they care, and it's aggravating every time we have it, but
after 3 days, you completely forget about it.
Well,
most people completely forget about it.
It takes about a week, really. It takes me usually about a week before I start feeling like I'm back to normal.
Oh, that's you then.
Okay, but I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's only...
You obviously care enough to keep talking about it.
Doggone right I keep talking about it, because nobody... I don't know. I guess what? We'll just have to do a hotline or something to Congress.
We should do what a lot of other people do. We should do a poll.
They do have a poll on the DJV website right now. That's the show that's on in the morning ahead of me. DJV... And it's on their Facebook page that they're doing it. Social media, also on their Instagram. So
just on all their social media.
Social media, all right. Anyway, I think it's one of those that we have a lot of things that we don't seem to be able to do much about. The price of gas, we really don't have a lot to do with that, because the oil companies simply, we also can't. And let's face it, the markets do not like instability.
No, they don't. They really don't.
They really don't. And
markets are a very reactionary thing.
Yes. So let's see what... But
the best thing you can do is just...
Wait it out. You've got to ride it out.
Try to get by whatever way you can.
Yeah, and don't... My wife said the same thing that I've talked about. No, I said... Don't panic. Don't react. Don't overreact. You because it's just everything will be back in, will come back in time. It just needs, and the situation in Ukraine, I just hope, I hope we can find a resolution that will work. But it, the fact is, Ukrainians are not, Zelensky's not going to give up.
They're not giving up.
They're not giving up. They don't want to. They don't want to have. They don't want to have the Russians invade, or they invade. They don't want to have the Russians take over their country.
No.
And NATO, you know, as I said, I think Putin will finally do. I think he's going to do something to attack a NATO country. That's my guess. I don't know when, and I don't know how. Anyway, thanks for listening today. Have a great Monday. And...